Hello, everyone, and thanks for watching Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason. This is Scott Zolak.
Yeah.
We're freezing in Denver after a 16-3 Patriots win. Zoe, they finally broke this Denver curse.
Yeah, they did, and they didn't have to do it on the back of Tom Brady. You know, Brady was actually not very good early in this game. They did it with defense. This defense was phenomenal today. This is it's a feather in the cap for Matt Patricia and company. They've been building toward this. I don't think we've been able to recognize it because of based on who the opponents were, so that kind of downplayed some things. But I think they understand now what they have, who they are. You know, Kyle Van Noy knows his role. McClellan knows his role. Combo and things with Nikovic. You're turning guys over in the secondary. McCourty with the big hit on fourth down. They're forcing turnovers. They're capitalizing. They're playing good on special teams. This is a tough team right now. Tough team to beat.
And so you mentioned the turnovers. That was a criticism for the Patriots in the beginning of the season, especially the first half. But Logan Ryan comes up with a pick when it counts. How much of a difference maker is that?
Well, it's huge because of the communication. Why did it happen? It doesn't happen just because he threw a bad ball. You know, they're coming across with motion. They communicate in the secondary. They switch. Ryan jumps him. He gets contact on the outside. And he also sits and waits for the throw, picks it and goes. And I thought he had great running instincts. And I think the more plays they make, the more confident they get out. Malcolm Butler completely shut out Emmanuel Sanders in this game. He was a non-factor. Demaryius Thomas, really a non-factor in this game. They did a good job covering.
Offensively, the Patriots tried the run a lot against the Von Miller defense, and it seemed to work. LeGarrette Blount gets in for a touchdown. Deion Lewis had lots of reps today. Were you impressed with their run game against this defense?
They did it with the smaller backs to start the game. I think they saw something. Atlanta showed the ability to come in here and run with smaller guys. But I thought they really countered Wade's sub-packages, the nickel and dime, with really good sub-schemed runs, and that's what got it going for them. Made it easier on first down. Made it easier on Tom Brady once he got in rhythm.
And Stephen Gostkowski, 3-for-3 today.
Shh, don't talk about it.
Not
he's doing well.
About it.
He's nailing them. Perfect last week. I'm not worried about him. Never was worried about him. He's your kicker.
All right, well, on Christmas Eve, we've got the Jets at home. The Patriots are the AFC East champs.
Yep.
But what do you think the Jets bring to Foxborough?
Nothing. Absolutely. I think they're a team that has cashed it in, and you just look at the way they played last night. They're not a good football team right now. Nothing to play for.
So we can always appreciate you for an honest answer.
Let's be honest. Right. They're not good. They stink.
All right. Well,
good team to have come in on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. All right. We'll be there on Christmas Eve. Until then, I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Scott Zolak. See you later.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.